A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the eviction of vendors from Harare's Central Business District, or CBD.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
The purpose of business is having a market, and then you have to provide that market. If you are taken from that market, you can't survive. And what they are doing now, it means that people hunger, the people, there's no work. What they expect us to do? Can we be prostitutes and thieves, all of us? It's not possible. Well, I went there trying to pay, but now I didn't pay personally because there was confusion when I went there. They are agents. You can never know who's their agents. They are saying that they are cooperative agents, and then they are city council agents, and they're all demanding money.
So I just want to go to the preparation. I go to the toilets. Kungabi le dust ngoba izinto azifuthi sibe le dust ngoba le dust yadingiswa ngubani
siyakuchothoza kakhulu lokho kwenziwa ngumunicipala oko sithi thina akukho emthethweni and njengabathengisi njoba singele enye into singayenza isintando yethu sisezitaladeni sizakwala sikhona lapha esithengisela khona yikho lapha imuli zethu eziphilela khona
isathi suthu sisothi seyisuthu tabiswa phalapha kanzuru yakauya ikatipa makadai eventing ikatiti kopa kabani vangouya nhasi vatirunura zvinhu Copacabana chat Susio Tirikupi. It's Ruti Paravando Copacaban, Vanoti Tuluna Macadia Fending tested now. I am Macadi, a quite a good Kutibira Marie, cannot divide our cover my problems. I will never read. Sakasu is to say, Joshua Tatsaram Samuzedu, Joshua Tatin de Savana Kuchkor. Sakatoni from now.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the move to evict vendors from the capital's CBD.
There were minor skirmishes in Harare today when the municipal police, backed by the Zimbabwe Republic Police, made good on a pledge to drive vendors from the capital's crowded sidewalks. Harare City Council spokesperson Michael Chidema said Wednesday was the first day of a cleanup drive that would continue until vendors set up shop only in permitted areas.
Following the council's moves, some vendors whose market stalls were destroyed by the baton-wielding municipal police and Zimbabwe Republic Police said they were not happy with the new vending sites that they claim are not yet complete.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hamadzadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichitaura nezvedanho rekanzuru yeHarare pamwe nebazi rinoona nezvematunhu pakubvisa vanotengesa zvinhu mugwagwa yeHarare. Asi vacho vari kubviswa vari kugunun'una vachiti hakuna nzvimbo dzakati tsvikiti dzekutengesera zvinhu. Tida kuti mese munge muchifona vanotengesa zvinhu mugwagwa nemiwo vateereri vane chekutaura panyaya iyoyi kuti tizei kuti poitwa sei kugadzirisa iro dambudziko iro Gibbs.
Yes, urukandaba lingalinjani kuna hapo elikona lizwile lamhla kuti ke lapha vathengisa ezitaladini basusiwe kuna ngale ke eHarare lapho kungamelanga bathengisele khona. Sizokutwa ke amapolisa ecouncil kuzobuya ke leZimbabwe Republic Police kade bencedisana ukuthi bakhiphe abantu laba ezitaladini kodwa bakhona abakhononayo besithi lokho kwenziwayo kungani akulunganga. Njalo bafuna ukuthi kulungiswe okuhlupha ezomnotho kulokuthi abantu bakhitshwe nje esitaladini ngoba bathi yo wodwa umsebenzi osakhona kwele Zimbabwe. Nxa uthengisa ihanyanisi yakho, uthengisa amatomatisi, uthengisa ikabheji lokunye okutshiyeneyo but yikho okwenza ukuthi umuntu aphile kulezi nsuku. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu lingena kuhlelo nje khona manje lisitshele likhululeke nxa likhuluma lathi ye inombolo nansi 1-202-619-2077. Yes, ngabe sizilobo nifoto.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Gibbs, I think we have our first three guests lined up. First, we have Mr. Samuel Wadzai of Navus. Mr. Wadzai, good evening.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Mm-hmm. And I think we also have Councillor Mlandu Ncube, Ward 1 in Bulawayo. Councillor Mlandu, good evening.
Good evening, Howard. Thank you for your
visit. Thank you so much. And I think we also have Deborah Mukasa, Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Associations. Deborah, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, let's start with the lady. Ms. Mukasa, tell us what was going on today in Harare.
Okay. How best can we deal with this? Objectives now, my Nana Amazenders. There's a Hutaman Amazenders are so free, and the rest of Abandu Council, that the corner of Harare, the city of Alama Pilos, Aga 2014, and Abandu Harare Bakanya Benga was Ama Pilos, and our Ascenisa Utinamka, who made the Suso Estrati. And this is money. Let's go and pay Ujalo. Go and pay the Baba Hani. Let's go and India. We have credit. We have Ukraine. Because we have facilities. We have now. It's now. We have Kenya. We have diamond reserves. So we have money. We have things.
Yeah. What was the article? We have to talk about this Latin. The Kulume Latin. I'm going to go.
As Kulume Latin, this is the one. We have to be. We have to special about it. The kind of city guy, as he was soon to go another one, rooting up a very one other study to the Kubasu, the city bars and the Intetto, the one who is in the world, the name of the who happened to be Sukwe, where farmers in the windows are seven.
Mhm, Sawakuluke, Umaikachara Kulapoke, Mam. So Lapakulma, Umkasa, what she's saying is that they had a meeting today following this kind of evictions, and the meeting was attended by vendors, representatives, and the Harare City Council officials. Okay. So they actually told them that maybe vendors don't know some of these laws, pertaining to where you can sell stuff and where you can't sell anything of your choice. So she says, really, it was a fruitful meeting.
Let's bring in, Mr. Wadzai. Mr. Wadzai, what is happening to your members? Were they evicted? What's happening in Harare?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. I think at this point in time, we need to be starting to be serious as a nation. The approach that the city council, or is it the city council or the new minister is trying to apply, will only but worsen the situation. We don't believe that then can be removed forcefully. It will not work. It has never worked in any country. Follow the trends in countries where they successfully organize vendors. You don't need force on vendors because there is a people are into vending because the economy is not there.
So what is the way forward? Mr. Wadzai? I think there is a problem with that line. We have Councillor Mlandu.
Yeah, let's get to Councillor Mlandu. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yes, then in Bulawayo, what is going on there, Mr. Mlandu?
Bulawayo, ke ke nayo zindebele.
Yeah, you can use English, then you must answer the zindebele.
Okay, in Bulawayo, there is still order. Because what we've done in the city of Pulau is that we engage the vendors, associations, the Buddha, the Chia, and all vendors, because most of vendors in Pulau have got association. So we've engaged them, and they've already submitted the letter to council that they've got two sections of vending sites that they think can help them. They've got temporary sites and permanent sites. So we are working to in retaking them to those areas And actually, we've worked with the vendor association to compile a list of who is a vendor. And I can confirm you, now we've got a waiting list that stands at plus or minus 3,000 people who want vending sites, and we will do our best to unveil them. Because we need people to earn a living through that and pay rent to council.
Yes, siyakwazi ke baba ncuba ukuthi okuhluphayo ukuthi ukansela uyakhangela ukansela uyakhangela athi hambane endaweni enje kodwa abantu babengafuni kwenziwa kwini kolo
okokuqala kuya ngokuthi lapho esithi abantu kabahambe khona ukhona odlulayo othengayo yini okokuqala okwesibili kube sokusuka kusithi lapho okuthiwa kabantu kabaye khona kukhona yena indawo zokuthi beyenelise ukuhlala bethengise kumbe ezamathoyilethi kube sokusuka lokuthi thina i-country sithi bengahambi khonapho bata besibonta akwenzi ngoba kuyabe sokubloka sokuvala iindlela zabantu ukuthi behambe so kuqakathekileyo kumele amavenda labo kuthiwa ngamavenda ne-council bezwisisane okokuqala umsebenzi we-council that's why i-council yonke ilokugatsha okuthiwa i-public relations ukufundisa abahlali bendawo ngemithetho nangedolobho ukuze abantu bephile okuthiwa i-ownership of their own city bengenza njalo kuba lula ukubana sibone igameni phakathi kwabathengisayo nomansipali
hayi ke bamba khonapho ungayikatshana mnumzana Yeah, please.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the eviction of vendors, especially from CBDs, not only of Harare, but also other towns. Of course, there were cleanup campaigns some 2 weeks ago in Chinoy and also in Karoi. In Mutare, we did invite the mayor who said that they are working with the vendors to make sure that they permanent places where they were to be allocated were complete. They had not yet been complete. So the mayor said that they work with the vendors. But it's a different story in Harare, where the exercise started today. And of course, newly appointed Minister of Local Government, Xavier Kasukwere, according to the Herald, has vowed to end what he calls lawlessness in Harare and other local authorities, saying he wants to see upholding of the law and good administration of both rural and urban areas. I think we have Mr. Wadzai Beck. Mr. Wadzai?
Thank you. Thank you. I'm back here.
Yes, you heard what the new minister has vowed to do. And I think it's not only a threat, he carried it through today.
Yeah, it's reckless. It's recklessness. We don't expect people to come after that if that's been appointed. The portfolios that you're not dreaming of for the past 10 years or so, to just come and be addressed the problem. The issue of vending needs to be approached from a sober point of view. I strongly appeal to Minister Kasukwere to deal with this issue in an inclusive and constructive manner. Vendors are not in the street because they want to be in the street. They are in the street because they want to look after their safety. Mm-hmm. We are prepared as National Vendors Union to start the dialogue and engage with the ministry so that we find a common solution to this issue. Everything that has been done so far, including the identification of the vending sites, and the process is leading to the allocation of the vending sites, the registration process, the issue of first baron. It has not been as inclusive as we have wanted it to be as vendors. So we expect the minister to start engaging to get the true picture rather than just to come and try to impose the views. He should be able to listen to vendors. He is new, and we expect him to listen to us. The use of force will not help anything. It will be reckless on the part of the vendors. We are desperate. We are desperate. We are trying to look after our families, and we will not take lightly anything depending on forcing us to go to our homes and die because we don't have an option. That's the problem. I'm appealing to the minister I'm appealing to the minister to engage all the stakeholders. Let's start the dialogue and see how we can address this issue in an inclusive manner.
Thank you, Mr. Wadzai. Rega tichitore muteereri wedu wekutanga. Mukoma Gabriel, makadii?
Ndinofara, makadii, mukoma Juma?
Aiwa, tiripo. Ndi mukoma Blessing. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu, mukoma Gabriel, nenyaya yevanhu vari kutengesa zvinhu mumugwagwa.
Munoziva chiri kuitika munyika medu ka ndechekuti hatinganguva tingati nyika inonzi a vending nation. Tinogona kuti vanhu vatengese kubva kuna 40 kusvika kuna Rotten Road tengeserana, but that doesn't raise our economy. As I'm speaking right now on the South African border, paita accident kuseni yemamai edu vana mai varuri kuenda ku South Africa kunoshava vafira passport. Paita accident ne truck. Nenhau yekuti munyika medu vanhu vakuru vedu havasigadzirisa ikonomi. Tingangotarisa kuti hanzi mavhenda ari kumhanyiswa maharara ari kudei ari kudika. Nyange tikati mavhenda zarai titengeserano yachitengera, but that the economy will never go up. Apa chakuda kutariswa ndechekuti vakuru vedu vanyika vaswale their pride, vamedze kuzvida kwavari kuitaka, vagadzirise zvinhu kuti nyika yedu iende mberi. Ndomaana ndiri kuita nyange vanzi vanhu vamhanyiso kana nzi vanzi vatengese, ikonomi hakuna kwainoi.
Saka muri kuti ikonomi ndo inofanira kugadziriswa.
Ikonomi ndo inofanira kugadziriswa, kwete nhau yemavhenda. Mavhenda kana kubva kana kusabviswa, ikonomi haimbofa yakachinja isumuke.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru mukoma Gabriel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Saka mati paita tsaona tinenge tamboinzwa, panenge pari kunzi pashaya vanhu vanomwe, ndizvo?
Vashaika vanhu vanomwe, truck rekuAdroford nekakombi kekusouth africa kasiyaya kuma5 kuseni.
Kwanga kuri kupapa muSouth African side kana kuZimbabwean side?
South African side parobot rekuenda paweybridge.
Aiwa,
tinotendaupazaitikera truck rangada kutopfuurira rubva rafoswa nemupurisa kunzi ngariende weybridge, uku kombi yakavhurirwa green robot naana amai vedu vamukirawo kuti vabatewo mashops kuseni vatenge vadzoke kumusha. Vari kumusha vanoti ana mai vaenda unohodha. Zvikada izvozvi vamwe havasitoziva kuti ana mai kana ndana sisi kana ndana tete vatoshaya, vakangomirira kuti munhu ari kutitsvagira ari kudzoka.
Aiwa, tinotenda mukoma Gabriel nekusheya nesu tichitiwo nematambudziko kune varasikirwa nemhuri dzavo.
Ndicho chokwadi chaicho mukoma Gabriel.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Mazvita.
Of course, it's a very sad story saying there was an accident that claimed the lives of 7 Zimbabweans who were traveling to South Africa. But he's saying that, you see, this is how desperate the situation has become. People, especially women, are always on the road going to South Africa to buy, you know, some ways to come and sell back to Zimbabwe. And he says, as long as the economy is not fixed, you know, they can chase vendors off the streets all they want, but it's not going to change anything. So he's saying the only solution is to make sure that the economy is functional.
Yeah, we're sorry, pake ba kuluma nkosazana mukasa. Uti kule accident esimane yakona ngozi emgwaqweni abantu kade besiya khona ngale eSouth Africa. Okhulumileyo lapho uti abantu laba kade besiya thenga kumbe besiya thengisa abakade belakho. Kambe kunjani khonapho nxa sikhuluma ngokuthi ngapha liyasuswa ezitaladini, ngapha abanye bazama ukuthi bayithenga okunye bezethengisa, kambe kuduje kwakanganani khonapho?
Kubuhlungu baba, ngoba nje kukhulunywa ngabomama abafileyo abayibo ababambe i-economy. Besize besikhuluma ngangakho futhi ukuthi abomama kabebe ne-security ezabancedisa ezingozini ezinjengazo nalezo. Ngibe sengikhuluma ngocomrade uKasukuwere ongene izolo, son in yesterday. Usethe sithi khonapho khonapho amazenda akasuswe njengomuthi wamagundwane. Sithi xola baba Kasukuwere, qala ukhangele i-root cause yokuthi why abantu bemile ezitradeni. Sike saxoxisana futhi ngendaba yona leyo yokuthi abantu nxa bethengisa ezitradeni ayisikho ukuthi kabafundanga, ayisikho ukuthi kabanakho abangakwenza, but i-government yethu kayilungise ama-policies ayo ebe straight, kulungiswe futhi nokuthi imisebenzi ibe khona okuzokuthi abantu bebuyele ezindaweni kusale abalutshwane. Sibe sesikhangela la ma-bylaws ukuthi abantu bengathengisa njani emgwaqweni. Sizwa ukuthi especially nxa kukhulunywa ukuthi ngomama sebefile bedinga impilo and bengadingela abantwana wo phela, bedingela isizwe sonke seZimbabwe.
So according to Mukasa, you know, she is very, very sad, you know, mm-hmm. that this accident has happened. And she says, you know, women need a bit of protection, you know, when it comes to some of these issues. Mm-hmm. Like they travel up and down and, you know, they're exposed to some of these accidents. Mm-hmm. So she says, as for Mr. Kasukwere, it's unfortunate that he's engaging himself in a very serious issue that is failing to handle, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Let's bring in Mr. Mlandu Ncube. Mr. Ncube, you, Councillor Ncube, you said, of course, you are registering the vendors. You have about 3,000. And what is the situation like in terms of building permanent stands for them?
To be honest with you, is that in the CPG, mm-hmm. we won't build, but what we are going to do, mm-hmm. we'll just divide those parking bays to be their vending bays.
Mm-hmm.
So then they'll bring their own tent that they pitch, so mm-hmm. that when they knock off in the evening, they can just remove them and then put them tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So this is what we are going to do. And I can tell you, I've seen cancer guys on the ground
mm-hmm.
actually taking and measuring. And I know there's engaged the tier guys, the putter guys, and everyone who is involved today. Mm-hmm. I can definitely confirm they are satisfied about what is happening in the now.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very much disturbed with the news that we have lost a patriotic Zimbabwean going to South Africa. It's great. And in
Thank you so much, Councillor Ncube. Regaiti dzoke kwamuri vawadzai. Makwanisa here kumboita musangano nawakasukwere. Vawadzai, namba yachinenge iri kuti detsereke.
Yahlupa sivi namba yake isiti. Kuti sizamuzama futi nxa kuti ingangena kuhle sesixoka laye. Kutwa ke eSouth Africa mbona zani silo baba ongani ukhona lapha ecingweni. Silo baba ke uAndrew. Baba Andrew ungawutshona njani?
Ngiyatshona litshona njani lani.
Isitshone kakhulu. Kunjani kona ngapha eGoli?
EGoli kuyabanda nyana kodwa hayi umwakho nayo wona nje unomali akula nkinga.
Ehe, nathi udaba egudwini ungathini ke fowethu?
Yebo, ngiyayizwa lindawo ekhulumekayo lapha uhlelo lolu njengoba nje abantu besuswa ezitaradeni kuthiwa badingelwa izindawo ezintsha ukuba bayethengisela khona. Uba mase sikhuluma ngalezi zinto sesizabe singani sikhuluma ipolitika kube kathi sikhuluma ngezinto vele ezenzakalayo phambilini. Mina phakathi kwezinto zonke lezi ngisola ababusi abakhokheli bethu nababusi bethu abayekelela zonke lezi zinto kube ngabe kwayekelwa iRhodesia yahlala ikhona laba empini bonke kube ngabe kakuyiwa ngempini wayekelwa kathe sina kahle kahle ngisola ama-army commanders laba amapholisa Mr. Augustine Juri bonaba ngoba bavumela laba bantu banikwa amaplus banikwa izinto zonke amanye amazwe ngabona uhulumende sezenge bayamvukela bamthathela umbuso besenzela ukuthi izinto zilungi laba ngenxa yokuthi bapronyodwa banika izinto abanyikinyeki. So nawe siza abantu abafike emgwaqweni laba angazi ukuthi bazwa njani labo kasukuyire ulo minister o-appoint izolo sevuka lamhle seze izinto ezinje lokhu kubuhlungu kakhulu. I-nation ngabe kasiyanga empini sayekela iRhodesia Rhodesia bengasoze siphathe. So ngiyabonga.
Yes, abona kodwa ke nxa usakhumbula ke ukuthi eRhodesia kwakusenziwani ukuthi wawungeke wahamba esitaladini phela nxa umuntu omnyama e
iRhodesia ibingcono kakhulu noma wawungeke uhambe esitaladini. Sina siyiphilile iRhodesia ayisuke ukuthi umuntu kade engahambe esitaladini kodwa ke uzibuse thina esamlwelayo nguphi njengoba nje sebathatha ezemvelo ama-natural resources wonke asenga sebayenza ingakibo lizimo which is unfair. ma valwele inkululeko besenza njalo abantwana bezimbabwe bayahawula bona bababukele yikho ngithi mina hayi iRhodesia ibinganje iRhodesia kade ipound esinesikhulu esiyilayo ibinzima kakhulu kade kungana ama-vendors because into zonke kade abantu kade besiyadinga umsebenzi ngokufuna that's why kade kulamawenela bebanje isibhalo besiza kade bengafuna abantu kade betshona bezitshovela injuka khona phe elukuzana ekekami khona lapho so isanifeke okwenzakala ihulumende kabalungisisa umkhonomi wenze politika bona mama uncommand mabelaleli ababoni ukuthi abayazi into abayilwelayo ame ngiyabonga
ye sibonge kakhulu ke mnumzana Andrew Gola ngapho ke iSouth Africa uthe ungaphi usegoli kumbe useduza legoli
goli impela ngisegoli kahle kahle goli baba
hayi sibonge kakhulu baba Andrew
ngiyabonga baba
yeah so according to Mr. Andrew you know there were no vendors at all you know, during the 1970s, maybe before Zimbabwe got independent. So he says Rhodesia was far much better than what people are experiencing today.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, now it appears as if the rulers are self-centered. So that could be a big problem, according to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, where is the people's majority rule? He wants it. It's mm-hmm. a big demand, I think.
Although I don't agree with him that there were no vendors during the Rhodesian era. Yeah. But maybe he's talking about... the proliferation.
Maybe it's a question of numbers. Yeah.
Yes. We are having problems with Mr. Wadzai's number. Mm-hmm. Maybe let me just ask him one last question.
I'm on.
Okay. Mr. Wadzai, did you manage to secure a meeting with the newly minted local government minister, Mr. Xavier Kasukwere?
Yeah. We have written a letter to him.
Mm-hmm.
Basically articulating on the issues that we feel need urgent attention,
mm-hmm.
Including the registration process
mm-hmm.
and the issue of safe barons. We made it today, and we expect you to get a response from the minister before the end of business on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's their process. We want to engage the ministry and the do away with this violent use of force and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
As a union, we believe that this issue can be addressed without the involvement of the police or any other force related agent.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it stands for.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wadzai, for joining us tonight.
No, thank you, but just on a parting note,
mm-hmm.
to say that I believe we can find a lasting solution
mm-hmm.
if we work together
mm-hmm.
and try to get the contribution of everyone involved in this issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's important as a nation that we start to talk about this. Clearly,
mm-hmm.
clearly there is a mismatch mm-hmm. between what the central government is saying
mm-hmm.
and the local agencies are saying about the issue of them. There's
mm-hmm.
a policy mismatch. Let's address this policy mismatch together. We know that there are people who are trying to benefit from vendors, corruption, extortion, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Look for everything related to that. And mm-hmm. ensure that vendors begin to look at the development of the economy. We are prepared to do that as national vendors.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wadzai.
Thank you for inviting me anytime. Thanks to our callers for your contribution. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Tina Vahungwe, Magadi Vahungwe. Murise Vahungwe.
Ndinofara makadikwe ini wenyu.
Aiwa isu tiripo asi vahungwe tichakukumbirai kuti mumboti batei mbichana timbotora ka break tozodzoka kwamuri.
Hapata kuti pamaita yenyu.
Mhm. Of course Councillor Ncube and also Miss Mukasa please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.